You're listening to SBS News.
Facebook Incorporated is now called Meta, in a rebrand that focuses on its ambitions to build the so-called Metaverse, a shared virtual environment that it's gambling will become the next big computing platform. The Metaverse refers broadly to the idea of a shared virtual environment which can be accessed by people using different devices. CEO Mark Zuckerberg, speaking at the company's live-streamed virtual and augmented reality conference, says the new name reflects its ambitions to build the Metaverse rather than its namesake social media service.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same. It's still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Mr. Zuckerberg says the Meta brand represents the future.
From now on, we're going to be Metaverse first, not Facebook first. That means that over time, you won't need to use Facebook to use our other services. And as our new brand starts showing up in our products, I hope that people come to know the Meta brand and the future that we stand for.
The name change comes as the world's largest social media company battles criticisms from politicians and regulators over its market power, algorithmic decisions, and the policing of abuses on its platforms. On Thursday, British MPs questioned Facebook over how it handles online safety as European countries move to rein in the power of social media companies. Antigone Davis, Facebook's head of global safety, defended the company's handling of data amid questioning over privacy and safety legislation. Ms. Davis told John Nicholson, member of the Joint Committee on the Draft Online Safety Bill, Facebook is largely supportive of the UK's safety legislation and is interested in regulation that gives publicly elected officials the ability to hold the company accountable.
One of the things that I think is very important in all of this is allowing independent researchers to be able to do work, to look at the impact, aside from us.
Agreed. So why are you not letting them do more of it?
We are working to try to do that. So we're working with academic institutions.
I don't know. What does that mean? We're working towards it means we're not doing it now. Why are you not doing it now?
Because there are privacy obligations we have around people's data. And what we'd like to be able to do is provide that data to researchers in a way that meets those privacy obligations.
Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen also appeared before the UK committee this week, telling members that the company's systems make online hate worse and that it has little incentive to fix the problem. Ms. Haugen had leaked documents which she said showed the company chose profit over user safety. Many of these documents have revealed how Facebook ignored or downplayed internal warnings of the negative and often harmful consequences its algorithms wreaked around the world. Mr. Zuckerberg earlier this week said the leaked documents were being used to paint a false picture. Associate professor at Sydney University, Tom Van Leer, says in one respect, the name change is logical.
On one hand, it makes sense. Facebook is trying to get away from being seen as a social media company to actually be more than that. So to be, you know, just it's similar to what Google did when they changed the name of the company to Alphabet. You know, now Facebook is changing the name of the company to Meta, but they keep the app named Facebook, just like, you know, Google, the search engine is still Google.
But he suspects Facebook Inc.'s name change to Meta is also in response to the leaks.
There is, however, a darker side to it, which has been called already privacy theater. It's kind of like, you know, trying to get away from a lot of problems when you're in a crisis as a brand. A typical thing to do is kind of textbook. It's like change the name.
Alan Adamson is a marketing and branding expert who co-founded Metaforce, a marketing firm based in New York. He says rebranding Facebook now makes people think Mr. Zuckerberg is trying to create a distraction.
Well, I think trying to brand it and trying to use timing is everything when launching a new brand. And this timing is really difficult because for most audiences, it will appear that he's become a little bit of the Wizard of Oz. If you remember that movie, you know, pay no attention to the person behind the curtain. You know, I'm just pushing the levers and, you know, look forward, look at the future, look at the metaverse, and don't worry about what's happening on Facebook. And the challenge is that, you know, doing it now makes people feel like he's trying to create a distraction.
Omar Akhtar, research director at technology research and advisory company Altimeter, agrees.
Instead of acknowledging in very explicit terms all the negative publicity and the reasons for that negative publicity, Facebook has very much decided to leave everything behind and go forward. And you can see that in the name change, Meta, which means beyond. They're really looking to dazzle us with everything that they're going to do. And it's not even in the near future. This is very much 5 years out, maybe even 10 years out. The kind of stuff that they're talking about isn't close to being a reality.
Mr. Zuckerberg says what his company is doing now for the future is much more than Facebook, hence the rebranding.
Building our social media apps will always be an important focus for us. But right now, our brand is so tightly linked to one product that it can't possibly represent everything that we're doing today, let alone in the future. Over time, I hope that we are seen as a metaverse company.
Meta said in a blog statement that it intends to start trading under the new stock ticker it has reserved, MVRS, on the 1st of December. It has unveiled a new sign at its headquarters in Menlo Park, California, replacing Facebook's thumbs up like logo with a blue infinity shape. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.